Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybel Edmond. Let us get ready for prayer. Let us prepare our hearts. And as we get ready, I want to say, can you please put your minds on the Lord? Whatever you're doing, just let it go, just for a short while. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Hameen will come forth and lead us in a word of prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we humble ourselves before you, and we come to you, Lord, asking you for mercy. Oh, Lord, we ask for forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will have mercy upon us and look down on us right now with compassion. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you tonight, Lord, to stop by for just a little while and bless us, Lord, with the blessings that we stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, remember all of those who have bowed in tonight and tuned in to this broadcast. And we ask you, Lord, to touch them right now, their minds and their hearts, touch their bodies. Lord God, work wonders and work miracles. Bless in abundance, Lord, according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for strength and for power. We pray for guidance and for direction, Lord. We pray right now that you will order our steps in your word. Oh, Lord, we can do nothing without you. We need you to help us tonight. Send on help, my God. Send on holy angels to empower us and to strengthen us, oh, God, and to be all camped around us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need help. The enemy is battling against us. And we pray right now that you will lift up a standard against them, that you will bind every evil work, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Lord God, break every chain. Oh, Lord, loose the shackles in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will save souls. Lord Jesus, touch somebody's heart and mind. And give them a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to turn their lives over to you. Oh, Lord, be merciful unto them and reveal yourself, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for the backslider. We ask, God, that you will please help them to return unto you with yes. their whole heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, help them to make it back before it's too late.
Yes,
Jesus, we are calling on you tonight, because there's no other help we know. You
yes.
are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we are depending on you, Lord. We
yes,
are
Lord.
Looking unto you. We need you, Lord, to increase our faith and to
yes,
strengthen
Lord.
Us where we're weak, Lord.
Build yes.
us up where we're torn down. Lord, make us all over, my God. Create in us a clean heart and renew
yes,
a right spirit within us. Lord Jesus, strengthen us, Lord, when we go forth to do your will, when we go forth to minister, Lord. Please, my God, bless the works of our hands that your name may be glorified, that somebody may be touched and drawn unto you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way, and
yes,
let your holy will be done.
Yes,
Lord, please remember us on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. We are asking for your anointing, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing right now. Anoint us while we're on this broadcast. Anoint us to do your will, Lord Jesus. Send your word tonight, my God. And let your word have free course. Let your word pierce every heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, let your word come forth and bring healing, bring restoration, bring strength and power in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
bless your name, Lord.
We are depending on you, Lord Jesus, right now, God. We are asking you to remember those on the prayer list. Those, oh God, who are bereaved of their loved ones. We ask for comfort and for consolation. We ask, Lord, that you will save in the families, Lord Jesus. Save in every household, Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord Jesus. Let your power come down, Lord, and be made manifest, Lord, and let the families know that you make no mistakes, that you know what you are doing and you know what's best. And Lord Jesus, have your way and let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we have taken you at your word. Remember your people everywhere, every member of the body of Christ, one by one, every member in particular, in all respective places. Bless, Lord Jesus, in a special way. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done, for what you continue to do, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We didn't have to do anything for it, but thank you, Lord, for your grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for everything, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We praise
you.
Now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer, these and other blessings, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise your name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for our opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 15th number of Psalms. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. And those in whose eyes a vile person is contend, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not out his money to usury, nor taketh rewards against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. I thank the Lord for the reading of the 15th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 5.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture. Thank God for the opening prayer. And we thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to have our announcement coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord. We're going to move on a little further. She should be with us on the line, but we're going to move a little further. And on our prayer list tonight, we want to remember a special, very special prayer for Brother Mosey White. I'm telling you, I know God is able to heal him and to raise him up, but it's in God's hand, and it's whatever his will is, but we are yet going to pray because faith can move mountains. Things that seem impossible, God, with God, they are possible. So we're not going to give up. We're going to pray anyway. And we want to remember Michael Carr, Robin, Brother Seti Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda, the bereaved Frazier family, all of the bereaved families. There's so many. We have such a list, but we know God is able to comfort them. We know that you're not going to just get over these bereavements overnight.
So we want to keep them in our prayers. We want to continue to pray for Logan, and we want to continue to pray for Bentria Blackshear and all those names that we didn't call that you may know, maybe some don't know. Let us pray anyway. Just pray for those who are sick. Praise the Lord. If you would like to be a part of this broadcast, you can dial in at 701-802-51. Excuse me. Allergies are kicking in. That is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 5847681 pound. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for this broadcast thus far, and at this time, we would like to hear a selection coming from Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds. And while she's preparing for what he is doing, you know, God is good, and he knows how to work things out. He knows how to fix the situation. So we want to continue. Let's continue to look to the Lord. I don't care what you're going through, what's happening in your life. The main objective is to look to the Lord and to trust in him, because he's able to take us through everything. So at this time, we're going to have a selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Thank God once again for being on the Gospel Truth broadcast and another opportunity to do something or say something for the Lord. I'm going to sing this song unto the glory and honor of God. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. He has the power. He has the power. He has the power. My God can do anything. Oh, yes, my God can do anything. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. He has the power. He has the power. He has the power. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. 5,000 hungry souls he fed. There's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, to do for you. My God can do anything. Oh, yes, my God can do anything. Oh, my God can do anything. My God can do anything. He has the power. He has the power. He has the power. My God can do anything. Yes, he can. My God can do anything. Oh, God's got the power. Yes, he's got the power. God's got the power. Oh, yes, he has the power. God has the power. He has the power. Oh, yes, my God can do anything. Ooh, my God can do anything.
Praise the Lord. Do you believe that God can do anything? I don't know about you, but I believe it, that God
can do
Amen. Anything
and everything. Glory to God.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection and a timely song coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds. My God can do anything. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that selection. At this time, we're going to have some exhortations or words of encouragement coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Thank God for all of you, and so glad that you took the time out to tune in tonight. And every night, God has something special. So it's a blessing indeed for us all to be here one more time. And I'm thankful to the Lord for the opening scripture that was read. Beautiful passage of scripture. Thank God for that beautiful song. My God can do anything. And as was stated, he can do everything. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you tonight to put your trust in the Lord and know that God has the power to do everything. There's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing too hard for him. He has the power to cure all diseases. He has the power to deliver souls. He can do it all. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just excited for what God has been doing. I'm so happy for how God has been ministering to so many all around the world. And this makes me happy. This gives me great joy. And I want to say to you to just listen carefully to the word of God as it comes forth, because God is speaking. He starts speaking, and all we have to do is just pay close attention. I know some things might come up and try to distract us, don't want us to hear the word of God, but please make an effort to listen carefully and closely so that you can hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise be to God. The word of God is going to save you. The word of God is going to help you along the way. Everything that you need is all in the word of God. Praise the Lord. And without further ado, let's get ready to hear from the Lord. And I will turn the broadcast into the hands of our speaker tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. Let us pray along with her and for her as she comes forth to bring the word of God. God bless Evangelist May for another opportunity to preach the word of God. We pray that you take control, that you have your way, send your anointing, bless us, O Lord, and cause your face to shine upon us, that some soul might be saved, healed, forgiven, and delivered. And we will give thy name the praise in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go quickly to the word of God from the book of St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And we're going to begin reading with the 14th verse. My title tonight is Faith is What We Live By. Faith is what we live by. And the theme is put your faith to work. Put it to work. Begin reading at verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. For he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falls into the fire and all into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief,
For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Glory to God. Let's go over to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and beginning with verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Praise the Lord. Faith is belief. It is something that you don't see. It is the substance of things that are hoped for. If you're hoping for something, you don't see it, but you believe. You have this trust and this belief and reliance in God that you will receive it, or that it will be done. Glory to God. I believe the disciples could not cast that devil out of the lunatic son because of the unbelief. Glory to God. And Jesus told him, he said, this kind cometh up by much fasting and prayer. They had to fast and pray. And that goes along with your faith. Glory to God. Sometimes we don't get the petition that we desire of the Lord because sometimes we have to shut ourselves away in faith, believing that God will deliver us or that God will give us the petition that we desire of him. But we have to shut away in fasting and in prayer is where we take our faith and put it to work. Glory to God. The Bible said faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. You got to take the faith that you have and use it, put it to work. Glory to God. We can't sit around and say, well, I believe this is going to happen. You may not have a job, and you sit around and say, I believe I'm going to get a job. But faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. You got to get up. Hallelujah. If you believe God, if you're living by faith, you got to take that faith and put it to work. Get up and go out and try to find a job. Hallelujah. And search and look. Glory to God. And in that, you're putting your faith to work because you believe that if you put it to work and go out and look for the job, that the Lord will bless you with the job that you desire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh. I know the God that I serve, he's able. But I know that we must put our faith to work. God at his word. Whatever God said, that's what he's going to do. So take the word of God and believe it in your heart and move by faith. And God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. This man brought his son before Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord began to heal and deliver him. He rebuked that devil, and that devil departed out of that child, and that child was cured from that very hour. He didn't wait another day, another week, or another month. But God through Jesus spoke the word, hallelujah, and rebuked that devil. And that devil departed out of that child. And that child was healed from that very
them out. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, you didn't believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence yonder. Hallelujah. And it shall remove. And nothing will to you. With God, all things are possible. If we just take faith and put our faith to work in God. The Bible said now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see my way, but I'm putting my faith to work. Hallelujah. I know God will work it out, but I got to put it to work. Hallelujah. I got to work it. Glory to God. I can't sit around and say, oh, I believe this is going to happen. I believe the Lord's going to work it out. Oh, yeah, he can work it out, but we got to put our faith to work. Put it to work. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith is what we live by. The born-again believers in Christ, we live by faith and not by sight. But we try, hallelujah, with all that is in our power to live like the word of God tells us to live, living by faith, although we don't see our way, although we don't see the way made, but we live by faith. The word of God tells us in Romans, the 12th chapter, I believe it is, glory to God, Romans, the first chapter, and verse 17, the Bible said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, over in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, the word of God said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. You have people asking God for this, asking God for that, but they don't even believe. Hallelujah. They don't believe that they're going to receive it. They are just like a wave of the sea. The Bible said, let not that man think that he shall receive anything from God. Hallelujah. He said, but let him act in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen the wind toss the waves? I don't know about you, but I've seen the wind toss the waves. Hallelujah. The wave was just tossed and driven by the wind. Hallelujah. Well, the word of God is lacking it to those that don't believe, that are lacking in faith, as like a wave of the sea that is driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Hallelujah. The wave of the sea, it goes in and it come out. Hallelujah. You'll see it go on out into the sea, and then it'll come back toward the land, and then it'll go back. That's how it is with a person that don't believe God. Hallelujah. I don't want to be like that, but I want and you shall find. Take that faith, put in the work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let it work for you and see what God will do for you. He'll bring it to pass. He'll work it out. He'll fix you. He'll heal your body. He'll save your soul. He'll bring you out of sin. But you got to put your faith, put it to work. Glory. Hallelujah. Just put it to work. And let God, let him work it out for you. Let him deliver. Let him make the way. Let him open that door. Let him give you strength. Hallelujah. But just take that faith and put it to work. Glory to God. That's the only way you can accomplish anything in God. You've got to live by faith. Even though you don't see, the way. You don't see how it's going to be done. But you know that it can be done. You know that God can work it out. You believe in your heart that God will do what you ask him to do. He said, whatsoever ye ask in my name, believing, he said, I will do it. Glory to God. Whatever it is, God can do it. He can work it out for you. He can fix that. He can fix that in your life. Hallelujah. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, he said, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Glory to God. Keep your faith. Keep your trust. Keep your belief in God and put it to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, we need God to help us to put our faith to work. Sometimes we're too timid. Hallelujah. We're too doubtful. We're like the wave of the sea. One day we believe it. Next day we don't believe it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we need to get rid of the unbelief. Get rid of the doubt and fear. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. And let God strengthen your faith. God can increase your faith. And he can make it so that you, when you pray, hallelujah, you have the petition that you desire of God. Glory to God. Thank God. I thank God tonight for his word. Put your faith to work. Put it to work. Yeah. And let God. And yes, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Let God work it out. Let God fix it for you. He can fix it today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Too many times we give up on God. Too many times we throw in the towel. I can't do this. I can't do that. But the Bible says I can do all things through Christ
But I trust in him. Hallelujah. Taking that his word. Hallelujah. His word. Oh, glory, glory, glory. His word. His word is powerful. His word will help us to get through whatever situation we are going through. His word. His word is powerful. Glory to God. It's powerful tonight. Thank you, Jesus. If we could only take God at his word in him and put our faith to work, God will do whatever it is that we need him to do. I don't know about you, but if you're out there and you're doubting God, give it to Jesus. Take him at his word today and let the Lord work for you. Take your faith after hearing the word of God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God has gone out. And if you have heard the word of God, take God at his word. Believe him right now. And let the Lord come into your heart. Let him change your heart. Let him change your mind. Let him fix it in your life. Let him sanctify you. Let him fill you with the Holy Ghost. He'll quicken your mortal body. Just put your faith and your trust in the Lord. On tonight, as we pray, glory to God, Heavenly Father. Oh, my God, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for strength. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word tonight. We know you can save. We know you can heal. We know you can deliver. We know you got the power, Lord. Have your way tonight. Touch some soul. Bless tonight. Deliver tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Heal tonight. Say to the animals, in the name of Jesus, work that situation out. Fix it in somebody's life. Help them to believe you. Help them, oh Lord, to move by faith. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. You're an able God. There's nothing too hard for you. Nothing impossible for you. You can do everything. In the name of Jesus, save tonight. Heal tonight, oh Lord. Deliver, Lord. Send deliverance to some soul. Save, Lord. Go into the hospital. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover. Move, Lord. By your spirit, you can work a miracle. You're a miracle worker. Oh, my God, you know how to deliver. Help somebody to trust you and to take you at your word. Your word. Your word is powerful. In the name of Jesus, help tonight, Lord. Save and deliver. Have mercy, oh Lord. Look on the souls on the prayer list, Lord. Every name that is listed, touch right now, Lord. deliverance, Lord. You know every condition. Deliver tonight, oh Lord. Save, Lord. Look on some listener in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, oh Lord. Save, oh Lord. Heal, forgive, and deliver. We know you're able, oh Lord. I thank you for your word tonight, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Glory.
Thank
glory.
You,
glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord. In the glory. Name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I know you can do it, Jesus. I know you can do it, oh Lord. Jesus, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Oh, Lord, help me to praise your name. Give glory and honor to your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move, Lord. Move, Jesus. I know you can do it, oh, Lord. You got the power, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, work it out, oh, Lord. Work it out in our favor, oh, Lord. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Thank you,
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord. Oh, glory
thank
to your
Jesus.
Name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless the name
thank
of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to thy name, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Put your faith to work. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's up to each and every one of us to put our faith to work, not just the preachers, but it's up to everyone. Glory to God, the listeners, those who are on the line, to put their trust and their faith in God and work, put the faith to work. Don't just sit around and just lag around. I believe, but you don't do nothing. You have to get up, and you have to try God. You have to put your faith to work. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the prayer.
We thank God for what he is doing. I thank him for his touch tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank God for that anointed message. Thank God for that very timely message. Lord knows faith is what we live by. We need this faith. We need to walk by faith. We got to live by faith, and we need to put our faith to work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I thank God for that anointing. He sent his anointing in the word and in the prayer. And the Lord touched me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his touch. I just thank the Lord for that beautiful message. And it's important that we understand it takes faith. It takes faith for us to get anywhere with God. To get anything, any petition that we go to God for, we have to have faith. We have to believe first that God is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, praise the Lord. I truly have enjoyed this message on tonight, and the Lord has ministered to me through this word, so ministered to you who are listening tonight, and that your faith has been increased through the hearing of this word. And it was brought out concerning the man who came to Jesus, kneeling down to him and asking him for help for his son. His son was lunatic, and the disciples could not cast out that devil from this son because of unbelief. And the Lord explained what was necessary. It came out through much fasting and prayer. So along with our faith, we need to fast and we need to pray, and we will see God move in great and mighty ways. We can speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to be removed and be cast into the sea. We can do these things by faith. I thank God for this powerful message. Faith is what we live by. So I encourage you to put your faith to work. Thank God once again. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks coming through our evangelists who are on the line, and also any other clergy who might be on the line. You are welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, saying faith is what we live by, and encouraging us to put our faith to work. True, we can't just sit around and say what we want, or what, you know, sit around hoping and wishing, but we have to put our faith to work. That man, he didn't give up when the disciples couldn't cast the demon out of his son, but his faith caused him to go further than them to Jesus. I enjoy the word of God. Thank God for the prayer as well. I want to see Evangelist Maybell. Keep on preaching the word of God. Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God coming tonight, speaking about that faith. Amen. We have to have faith in God. We can't serve him without faith. It's impossible to please God. Amen. So we must have faith in God, and we must put it to work. The word of God says faith without works is dead. We can talk about it, but if we don't put it to action, it's dead. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God tonight. I think about Abraham. Abraham had so much faith that he took his own son up to the mount. Amen. He was going to slaughter his own son,
slay his own son for the sake of the Lord. Because God, amen. But, you know, God, he made a way for Abraham, just like he will for us. Amen. And that man, he took his son, who was a lunatic. Amen. He had a lunatic spirit in him. And God knows a lunatic spirit. Lord, have mercy. People give up on them. There ain't no hope for them.
Yes,
they messed up for the rest of their life. But that man had faith.
Yes.
Amen. That his son would be healed. And I thank God for the word tonight. I want to encourage you to take the word of God and live by it, and we will be saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other clergy on the line? We thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations. Maybe Sister Cheryl would like to say something.
Francis May, all I can say is amen, amen, amen. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we just thank God for all, everything that's been said, done. At this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. And again, I just want to thank God for this word tonight and encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to let the Lord use you and speak through you and just let him have his way. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the remarks and encouragement. I thank the Lord for this word on tonight because I've been blessed through this word on tonight. And I encourage all of you, the listeners, to take the word of God in, and you will be blessed also. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. And before we close out, I do want to say that we're expecting to have our grand opening service for the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, April the 3rd, if it's the Lord's will, at 12 o'clock. And we will be right here in Woodbury, New Jersey. The address is 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. So we invite you, you're welcome to come and be with us on that day. God bless you.
Sister Rhoda is on the line.
Pardon me.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for this woman of God for this powerful message about faith. It is true, faith works. Let me just give you a quick testimony. I wanted to go to Israel. I didn't have any ticket, but I took a step of faith and went and booked at the airline. I had no money. So I started praying and fasting, praying up to almost the last day when I was supposed to fly. No money. Then I prayed. I said, God, I don't want to be ashamed. I know I believe in you. You are my provider. So the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. Go and talk to our neighbor. My neighbor was an Indian man. So I went and knocked at his door. He said, Lord, how come you didn't go to work today? I told him I'm going to Israel. But you seem to be worried. I said, I don't have a ticket. You know what he told me? How much do you want? I'm telling you, that man gave me the money for the whole ticket to fly up to Israel.
All right.
So that's why the message today is talking about faith. Okay, we pray, we fast, but you must take a step of faith. If I did not take a step of faith and go to ask the man, I would not have that money. So I thank God for this message. My brethren, let us continue to have faith and take step of faith. Because faith without works is dead. God bless you so much.
Amen. Thank the Lord. God bless you. That's all. I thank the Lord for that testimony coming through Sister Rhoda. She didn't have the money, but she didn't sit down. She put her faith
to
work. Hallelujah. Yes. That's a witness right there. She put her faith to work. And the Lord blessed her with the money to get the plane ticket. You see, you got to move by faith. So I just thank the Lord. That is very, very encouraging. Thank the Lord for that testimony. That's all.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for you, Sister Rhoda. We're yet praying for you, and we want you to be encouraged. Say good night to all.
Good night.